Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not afraid. Yeah.
It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get you there.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'ma let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'ma do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. The world feed it beans. It's cashed up. If you think you're stopping me, I'ma be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those fools look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No exams above, don't try to ask him why or how can he. From infinite down to that last relaxed album, he still. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he just bows out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse, he's married to the game. Like a fuck you for Christmas, his gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the earth to pull it from the dirt. And fuck the whole universe.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid.
I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. But that's your feeling. Instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. And to the fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last we laughed, CD was aired. Perhaps I ran them accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back, we clack, clap. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. I'll wait you up. Get back down. But I think I'm still trying to figure this crap out. Thought I had it mapped out, but I guess I didn't. This fucking black cloud still follows me around, but it's time to exercise these demons, these motherfuckers. They're doing jumping jacks now.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid.
Get clean, I did it for me. Admittedly, I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did. Believe me, you. I've been through the ringer, but taking too little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye. I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees with no singers and drop dead. No more peace blingers, no more drama from now on. I promise to focus solely on handling my responsibilities as a father. So I solemnly swear to always treat this room like my daughter. And raise it. You couldn't lift a single on it. Cause the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to the club or the corner pub and lift the whole liquor counter up. Cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Just take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody.
Yeah, it's your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building. You already know what it is, man. We always going live. What up, Jersey? What up, New York? What up, the whole entire tri-state, DMV, ATL, down south, all over the world, man. We here. We live in the building. I want to thank our sponsors, Elite Print, also Diverse Media Group, LLC, E2K Mag, and Elite Print. You know what I'm saying? We live in the building. And, you know, it's a sunny day out here in the ATL, and I'm digging the scene on the Gangsta Link. You know, we just chopping it up with a couple of people. You know, I got my host, co-host with the mostest, your man representing Irvington, New Jersey, that's going to be live in the building, Future Group 100. And along with that, tonight's guest is Loose Cannon. He worked with DMX on the Bloodline album, and he's an actor slash artist, and he's doing this one, too. He's going to be calling into the show and talking about this whole situation, you know what I'm saying, with DMX and, you know, some different things that's going on with him now. So, yeah, we're going to be going in tonight on Lush Radio Online, and you know it's Get the Fuck Out of Here Friday. And there's some things that we might want to say Get the Fuck Out of Here about. So let's go to the lines, and I think I got my man Future Guru live in the building with me. What up, Guru?
Jersey in the building. What up, Lush? I know you enjoying yourself out there in the ATL downtown right now. Get my little shop on, you know. Get my hair cut in a minute. But I just want to say...
You always got that hair fresh, man.
Yeah, I got to get the hair fresh because that's a must, you know. That might be... If you're going to check me out, you check me out from head to toe or whatever. But, like, yo, the hair's going to be out of you right anyway. So. I just want to say I hope you're enjoying yourself out there in the ATL. I want to shout out everybody that's supporting you out there in the ATL. You know, it's time to get it in. You know, it's a worldwide movement. Shout out to the Lush Girls. Shout out to Emma E2K. You know, she's doing her thing. Shout out to Emma showing us love. And our sponsor, Team Entertainment, Team ENT1 on Twitter. Y'all know how we do. And if y'all go to my Twitter, at FutureGuru100, y'all will see what's up. It's just a, ground floor opportunity, you know. And we're just going to take it to the next level. We're going to keep our foot on the gas. Nothing can stop us because we ain't trying to stop. We ain't looking back. Just going to do what we do. Shout out to all those record labels that support me right now, Capital Gains Records, Feed the Wolves Entertainment. A lot of people just trying to jump on board because they see how we do. You know, they just making it happen. If we know they watching. We already know they watching. So shout out to everybody watching. You already know. Let's do it.
And like I said, man, we live in the building in the ATL. Yo, Guru, last night I was at this club, man. I can't even pronounce it. It was like Archelope or something like that. Some club last night in Stone Mountain. And we ran into Diamond from Crime Mob. Mr. Bentley was up there. And I ran into Young L.A., you know what I'm saying? Yo, Joe was performing also. The whole Grand Hustle situation. And he was cool, you know what I'm saying? Young L.A. was mad humble. He was a cool dude, so shout out to him. We're going to have him on the show next week and stuff. Hopefully we have him next week Friday. You know what I'm saying? He gave me the information, and you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my dude. He was doing his thing on stage. The crowd was retarded, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to that club, actually, you know what I'm saying? We got up in the VIP and all that, you know what I'm saying? And it was, you know what I mean? That's how we do all day. Lush Radio, let's get it popping, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to my man Archie Ever So Cold. You know, I found out Archie, you know, he part of the family and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know he knew my cousin. So I'm finding out I got a bunch of family out here in the ATL. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the family. Shout out to the Richardson. Shout out to Uncle Cav. We're going to have an all-white party this Saturday. It's going down. We got the DJ on deck, food on deck, drinks on deck. What up? It's going down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm glad everybody's showing you love. Glad they're showing you love out there. That's a must. We show love back. We show love back, so it's only right. Actually, we give love first. Y'all just show it back. We know how we do.
Definitely. That's what it is, man. Shout out to the whole Richardson family. You know what I'm saying? They down here in the building. Like I said, allegedly, I actually seen the joint on TMZ. Your man Method Man got hit in the head with a bottle. He was bleeding, man. And he was performing with Red Man and not too long ago. And he continued performing and stuff, man. Mad disrespect to the Method Man. How you feel about that, Guru?
I just want to know who had the audacity to actually take a bottle and throw on stage while Red and Meth was performing. I mean, if anybody, you know, could understand what those two did for the game, I mean, I would be sure that people feel the same way I feel. Like, they don't even create or start any problems. So, like, how could that be? Like, cats get that drunk in the club or, you know, if that's the way they got to do it, man. You know, it's not even, you know, who would want to go on stage and they know they about to get hit with a bottle? Like, you know, if he thought he was going to get hit with a bottle, I don't think he would have went on stage. Like, it's it's not that the fact that you're scared. It's like stitches, you know, stitches is stitches. Like, yo, come on. Probably get to get stitched up after that. Like, that's crazy right there, man.
That's crazy.
I don't acknowledge bottle throwing, man. You know, you can
just
throw out some expletives or something. Like, yo, something like tomatoes. Whatever happened to tomatoes, yo?
Yo, what happened to Jaws? Why don't y'all just throw y'all Jaws out there? Stop throwing bottles at people while they performing. That's crazy. Peace and love. You know what I'm saying? Word up.
Crazy,
and like I said,
right.
if you just tuning in, like I said, we're going to have your man Loose Cannon representing the New Jersey area live in the building. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be talking to us about, you know what I'm saying, his accomplishments and everything like that. The situation with DMX, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If people in the Jersey area know who he is, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man out there, Elder Sensei. You know what I'm saying? He definitely knows him. You know what I'm saying? And he's going to be coming through with us in a second. Bugsy, what up, Bugsy?
What's goody, Ma? How you feeling today?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene, man. Out here in the ATL, my nigga.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Are you still out there, huh?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I know my Patriots had to put a smashing on their team last night. It's okay. It's still love.
Hey, man. Hey, shout out to the Falcons. But, you know, I'm a Cowboys fan, so I really don't care. So I'm worried up. So we're going to have Loose Cannon live in the building, repping the jersey. I think we might got him on the line. 201,
yes,
is this Loose Cannon live in the building? What up?
Yes, it is. This is the Loose Cannon live in the building. 6-5, you know. What's
yeah,
good up there, everybody out there, man?
What's good, Cannon, baby?
What's good?
Yo, you know, just working hard.
Love.
Working hard.
Crowd goes wild.
Yes.
So whatever.
How y'all out there, man?
Hey, man. We just honored and happy to have you on the show, my G.
Oh, it's an honor, man. I really appreciate you having me. Thank you, man.
That's what's up, man. So Luz, before we get into it, you got any shout-outs or anything before we get into this interview?
Yeah, I want to give a quick shout-out to just everybody in Chers, man, everybody in NYC, you know what I'm saying, that's supporting the Cannon. I want to thank everybody that's, you know, helping me do these videos, you know, because y'all know I'm doing a video a month. I'm dropping a video every month, you know. Sean dudes ain't doing that. Dudes with major labels and, you know, major deals ain't dropping a video a month. So I just want to give a shout-out to everybody watching the videos, helping me shoot them, all the actors, the extras and everything, man. That's what it is. I want to give a big shout-out to all the people, man.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is. So, Luke, man, you know, let's get down to the nitty-gritty, you know what I'm saying? We want to go ahead and start. You know, what inspired you to get into the music industry, fam?
Well, I was inspired, really. I'd say the first thing, just music period, was my pops, man. My pops plays like 7-8 different instruments, man. He's always had a band. And I really just used to go with my pops to his band practice since I was like 4 or 5 years old, man. And I would just, you know, while they was rocking on instruments, man, I would just try to jump on stage, you know what I'm saying, and grab a mic, you know what I'm saying? This was like, you know, at 4 or 5. So that's what really, you know, started me. And then, you know, the hip-hop culture in itself, just growing up. As a, you know, I tell people, man, I'm a child of God first, and I'm a child of hip-hop second. You know, of course, the culture, one of the most powerful, biggest cultures in the world I was absorbed in, you know, because I tell people, man, hip-hop is, you know, the thing to me that's one they're going to save the world. It's the one culture that, you know, separates age barriers, it separates race barriers, you know what I'm saying, and it just culturally, you know what I mean, caught up in that. So that's what really inspired me, man, definitely.
And, education is first, you know, and I always salute everybody that does their thing. And, you know, not everybody know, you know, you also got a degree and stuff and everything. Let everybody know that, man, real quick.
Yes, I do. I do have a degree, man. I graduated from Bloomfield College. I have a degree in philosophy. You know what I'm saying? And please don't think that takes me anywhere away from the streets whatsoever. Because if you know my history and you know anybody in Jersey, you know I've been in the streets and at the table all at the same time. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's what it is. But I tell everybody, man, you know, that education is important. And that's all kids. And honestly, I tell you, too, the Loose Cannon used to be a third grade teacher, in case y'all didn't know that, too. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. I used to freestyle my role when my kids would come in. I substitute taught. One of the teachers got real sick, so I wound up getting a third grade class for an entire year. And, you know, it's funny. I even see some of my students today. I used to freestyle the row. They would come in, and off the top of the head, I would freestyle the names on the row. And the kids would be like, you know, I'm here. I freestyle the names down the row every day. They was loving Mr. Cannon Clark for that right there.
That's what's up. Lou, you got a question for Loose Cannon?
Yeah, man. I just wanted to say congratulations, man, that you stay on your grind, man. And, if you got the Twitter or your Gmail info that people could send to you for drops, just holler at us both that Gmail and that Twitter, fam.
Definitely, man. Definitely. Everybody can contact me at The Loose Cannon at Twitter. Just look us up, man, and, you know, we'll definitely get at you. Subscribe to the YouTube as well.
Yeah, I'm going to follow you, so do that. Have you ever do that follow back, man, when I get back to the laptop. You know, I'm out and about right now, but definitely going to be on in a second, man. Let them all know that you're on the show tonight, for real. You know, I always go live on the Twitter while we're on, so you know how we do, man. You're going to see your name live in lights, man. We like the Billboard Kings around here, man. That's how we do.
Excellent. I appreciate that.
All day, man. That's what we do, man. Ask Lush. You already know.
That's what it is. Buzzy, Boston, you got a question for Loose Cannon?
Yeah, you know, first salute to everything you're doing. You know, hats off to you and your success. I guess we can get into the community question, you know, like as far as giving back to the community and things like that, like, do you take part in that?
I do, man, and one thing I really want to do, hopefully next year, you know, after we, you know, finish the album and the videos that we shoot, man, I really want to open up an MC school here in Jersey. You know, I think a lot of people sleep on how much hip-hop and, you know, MCing is an art, you know what I mean? You know, I want it to be to the point where, you know, people come out of our school, man, it's just like you're coming out of Harvard, man, or you know what I'm saying, you're coming out of Yale, you know what I'm saying, because you've been trained by some of the best. So that's really how I do want to get back to the community. I've always been feeding the homeless, you know. I myself was homeless at one time in Newark, New Jersey. I resided in Penn Station. It was a time in my life I actually had to eat out of garbage cans, dog. So, you know, I do sometimes definitely give back to the homeless, like we do all the time. But what I want to do, like I said, is start that MC school, man, really, you know, get into the in-depth art form of hip-hop and of MCing, man, because a lot of kids out there, they really need that. They have good beginnings, but a lot of them don't know where to go with the craft, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And Loose Cannon, you know, let's get into the chunk of it, you know, because they already asked me in the chat room, right? So, Loose,
yeah.
This situation, I mean, shout out to my man Elder Sensei. You know, he speaks very highly of you. You know what I'm saying? The question is the whole situation with you and DMX, man. You know, some people say that you guys sound familiar. I mean, kind of slightly alike, but really, if people really listen to y'all music, y'all totally different people. You know what I'm
totally
saying? When they listen to the music. But you guys had a project together, The Bloodline, you know, and, you know, you guys had a situation, you know, and, you know, you guys kind of parted ways. Can you, like, kind of, like, get into depth with that for the people out there, you know, that whole situation and how you were able to move on from that and how important business is in this industry?
Well, I'll tell you, just in case everybody don't know, if you have DMX's first album, It's Dark and Hell is Hot, I was actually the first voice you hear in that album. You might have heard dudes going, you know what I'm saying, these Rough Rider niggas. Y'all heard these niggas about to take over on some old power shit. That was me right there, you know, the first album. I was also on his third album. I mean, the basic thing what it is in hip-hop and what I say and what I tell everybody, I say, look at it. Why is it that none of us can put our boys on and really get along? What are they keeping from us? What are they doing to us, or what are we doing to ourselves? I don't know one hip-hop relationship out here that lasts other than Fat Joe and Big Pun, and that's probably because Pun unfortunately died an early death. Any hip-hop mostly I see of dudes putting their boys on, it don't never work out. Look at the Joel Santana, the Cam situation. You got the 50 and the Young Buck situation and the Game and 50 situation and this and that. Everybody usually wants that in this way. Why is that for the history of this game that we cannot really put our boys on and get along. It's jealousy. Mm-hmm. It's greed. You understand what I'm saying? Now, in X's situation, I watched this man make millions of dollars. And I'm going to tell anybody out there, when you're doing your thing, if you can make $10 million, my brother, ain't nothing wrong with your boy making $2 million. You know what I'm saying? You make $20 million, ain't nothing wrong with your boy making $3 million. You know, I think it's a situation of greed. It's a situation of jealousy. I mean, I can tell you stories of the fact that, you know, and don't get me wrong, you learn as you go through this. You understand? Hip-hop is a very competitive game. You understand what I'm saying? It's extremely competitive. I mean, when you ever seen singers get in a cypher and battle each other singing for real? You know what I'm saying? Like, you may see singers have a little sing-off, but when you ever seen, like, singers or country western dudes or rhyme artists go in a cypher and get in each other's grill and say some shit to make the other crowd laugh at them? Ain't no other music to do that, dog. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop has to be the most competitive form of music on the planet. You literally, look, though, when did you see a country western dude write 5-16-bar verses just to protect himself? You know what I'm saying, sir? Like, I literally got to sit down and say, you know what? I can't write a song right now. I can't write a song right now. I got to write 3-16-bar verses to smash somebody's head off, you know what I'm saying, thinking I can't rhyme. So that's one thing that makes the music very highly competitive. You know what I'm saying? And with the situation with him is that dude is just very jealous and selfish. That's what it really boils down to. He's jealous and selfish. I can remember situations where, you know, guys would come in the room, we would rhyme. And if there's a situation where I even out close to out rhyme this dude, you could tell the uncomfortableness. You know what I mean? You could feel.
And for people that are listening, you are referring to DMX, right? You know what I'm saying?
I'm referring to Earl Simmons, DMX. Yes, I am. Yes,
okay,
I am.
Okay,
And like I said, you know, it's funny. A lot of people come up to me. They say, man, you know, I used to love this guy's music, man, until you really came on and, you know, was telling me the things that this dude would do. You know what I'm saying? And I've had a lot of people come to me like that because it's like, you know, you're talking about songs like Stop Being Greedy, but you're the only nigga eating. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like I said that in my song, Fake Ass. You talk about you believe in God, but why your rhymes all about how you steal and rob? You know, when I started listening to dude, a lot of his shit was very contradictory. I'm saying, well, you're saying this, but you preaching to the Lord, but then you're talking about robbing this kid over here. Or you're talking about, you know, not sharing the spotlight with the dude. So that was another thing that really turned me straight off because the dude was very contradictory. I learned what we believed he was saying in his rhymes and what we fell in love with in the music was not what was real. It was fake. It was a farce. That's why I put him in the song Fake Ass Niggas.
Wow.
Words.
And so a lot of it was like, a lot of it, you felt like you didn't do business accordingly when it came to you or people in his circle.
And we was training for this movie what he did with Jet Li. I forgot the name of the movie. I think it's Never Die or something like that. I forget one of the names of the movies. Romeo Must Die. Was it Romeo Must Die? Romeo Must Die. So we training for the movie, like, so we in there, we doing, I box, you know what I mean? My uncle trains a heavyweight fighter, I take MMA classes for, you know what I'm saying, for mixed martial arts, so I like physical contact. So, you know, if you don't box or you're not a dude to really hit the heavy bag or something, it's not going to be something you're used to. So we in there training for the movie, I can tell you a story, he hitting the bag, boom, boom, then the next dude comes up, hits the bag, bing, 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 bing. So this is my everyday shit, you know, so I come up to the bag, four-punch combination, in under a second, bing, tan that bag up, tan it. Plus, I'm a little frustrated that day, so I'm really digging in the bag's ass. Yo, this dude looks at me and says, the dude from the movie looks at me and says, Loose, oh, my God, I can train you how to knock two people out at the same time. Because he's a movie dude. He's excited to see a 6'4", 240-pound man hitting a bag. He might want to use me in the next film or something. Yo, this dude looks and says, You know what? I don't want to box no more. I don't want to box no more. Took the gloves off, took his people, and went out to gym, dog.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, dude couldn't be outshined in nothing. In nothing. Mm. And you know what? It didn't even have to be like that, because at the end of the day, when I was down with you, I was your soldier, my brother. You know, I knew how to follow. That's how I know how to lead. So it didn't even really have to be like that. But when you're selfish, when you're selfish and you're just, you know, unstable in yourself, that's what you get.
Mm. Well, I mean, we've heard of other, you know, alleged stories of, you know, other people, like, you know, take for instance, like Dragon's not really dealing with that whole situation anymore and stuff like that.
Yes.
You
now,
know?
Why is it that everybody this man is fucked with don't fuck with him no more? Don't that tell you something? Nobody that was in that camp in the beginning fucks with this dude no more. I know a dude, Bizarre Royale. You ever heard of Bizarre Royale? And I don't even know if he wants me to say this radio. Bizarre Royale tells me a story. He calls me up. He says, yeah, you know, X tried to say that he wrote something that I wrote. I said, what? He said, yeah, man, I heard him on the record. I wrote it. And then he's singing the 8-bar verse that I wrote. He's singing what I sang. They took my verse and gave it to him and just ran with it. So he gets on, he said the ex gets on the phone with him, and he's like, yo, Bizarre, so I'm writing for you now. You writing for me now? And he's saying, he's like, Luz, I don't know if he expected me because I was on the phone just to say, okay, my bag, you wrote that. Bizarre was like, yeah, ex, I wrote that. So this dude's on the phone like, oh, so you telling me you writing for me now? You telling me you writing for me now? Like Bizarre is supposed to just say, okay, you're who you are. I'm sorry, you did write that. You know what I'm saying, my nigga? Like, dude, you got 27 cars. Like, get this man his money. Get that man his money for his little 8 bars. You gonna sit up there and try to convince the world and try to convince him that you wrote it? Come on, man. Come on, man. And the stories don't end there. The story's don't in there, but I can tell you some shit to turn your head around 360 degrees.
Wow. So, I mean, like, it's raw, riggedy raw, man. This is this Friday, you know, it's get the fuck out of here Fridays. You know
sure.
what I'm saying? We go usually on Fridays. And I'm going to go ahead and let Ghoul and Bugsy ask you a couple questions. Ghoul, you got a question for Luz Cannon?
Yeah, man, since he out there, and we out here in Jersey together, man. There ain't nothing else for us to do but hook up and link up. So I'm gonna keep it real 100 with you, man. I'm gonna be hitting your DM. I'm gonna hit you on the Twitter, you know, till we actually get to that point, man. But you know, I support you, dog. You know, every good artist, man, got a story. We got a good story behind them, and that basically, like, you know, you can't stop the shine. Like, you know, like, we see you grinding right now, man. Like, this is what it's all about, you know. And you know, we got to actually support each other, man. You know, I'm Jersey all day, man. You know, kind of cut from the same cloth, you know. You know the soldiers, man. And I like what you said, man. You know how to follow, so that makes you a good leader, man. So you know, you always going to take your position and watch those who be start to follow you to make sure they got their shit together. I mean, so
yes,
I would definitely relate. I would definitely relate to what you're saying. And you know, I appreciate you on your grind like that. But you can shout out if you could, man. Just some of the producers you out there. Working with right now, man. Just give us a couple of producers you out there working with.
Well, I'm working with, of course, one of the most seasoned producers in the game that I've been working with since 1998-99, and that's my man Dame Grease. You know what I'm saying? I want to give him a big shout out.
He's a friend of the show.
Yeah, he's amazing, man. I tell him, Grease is one of the most polished producers in the game ever, man. I mean, he doesn't make beats. The man makes movies. And I appreciate dudes like him, I'm going to say first, because, see, when he's getting, you know, when dudes is getting big money for tracks, you know, $10,000, $20,000, $15,000, $20,000 a track, you know, Grease came to me and basically gave me one of those tracks at no cost, you know, which enabled me to go into my first record deal with Universal and literally go in and, you know, obtain that deal. So I want to shout him out first. Some of the new dudes, oh, man, I want to shout out my man out of Delaware. I got some white boys, son. Oh, my Lord. Crazy. crazy. I want to shout out first my man Maestro out of Delaware. He did the song Fake Ass. Very talented producer out of Delaware. Second, I want to shout out my man out of Nashville, Tennessee, DJ Devastating, who did about 90% of the album. I mean, yo, these two white boys, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know where they was born, and I don't know what black got up in them, and I don't know what black dude snuck up in mom's bedroom at night, but these dudes got more soul than half the black producers I done seen. That's big. As a matter of fact, we did the album, I had all Caucasian producers.
Wow.
I'm not gonna lie to you. All my producers was white, and niggas was like, yo, I'm saying, what are you doing? I'm saying, dog, ain't Barack the president? I wasn't going by color. I was picking the best man for the job.
Wow.
You feel me?
Wow.
So that's what it is.
Yo, and shout out to Dan Grease. He's definitely a friend of Lush Radio. He definitely shows us mad love. Shout out, you know what I'm saying, to Vacant Lot, you know what I'm saying, that whole squad. Shout out to my girl Cinnamon Jones, you know what I'm saying?
Big up to Cinnamon, yes.
Yeah, shout out to the whole squad, man, you know what I'm saying, that definitely support Lush Radio. Bugsy, you got a question for Loose Cannon?
Basically, I mean, I heard you say, you know, you're doing, like, you know, videos once a month in here and there, but other than the videos coming out, like, you know, what else should people be looking for or getting wait, you know, for you to drop out?
Well, definitely, man, we're getting back to the acting circuit. I don't know if people know, I've been doing voiceovers for the past 4 years. You've probably been hearing my voice damn near on a daily and didn't even know it. I've been the voice of Gatorade, Sprite, McDonald's, Sobe Iced Tea. The last 4 Grand Theft Auto video games my voice is featured in, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Mobile Gas, Exxon. The list goes on, so you're definitely going to be hearing more of my voiceover credits as well as my on-camera. You know, I did 2 years of acting school with William Esper. We just got out, so we're ready to, you know, hit these pilots and hit these auditions up. So hopefully you'll be seeing me on that big screen, man. I've been busting my ass, you know what I'm saying, with this body work for the past 4 months. I done dropped about 35, 40 pounds. So, you know, I'm really ready to get in front of that camera. That's what I hope we'll be seeing a lot in 2011.
Okay, that's definitely what it do.
Yeah, man. And including that video of Mum Shit, because like I said, you got signed artists not even doing that. So definitely keep looking out for that, man.
Luz, tell us some of the artists that you've worked with in the industry from past and present.
Oh, I worked with a few people, man. I was fortunately able to do work with, we did work with Red, we did work with Meth, we did work with Cannabis. Of course, we worked with... A lot of up-and-coming unsigned artists, man. Thank God I got to work with Fat Joe. You know, I got to work with him and Tony Sunshine. That's another thing. Now, when I saw World Star Hip Hop the other day, you got to understand, Fat Joe came in studio with me, dog. We did a joint. It was called Mommy Loca. He said to me, he said, yo, I got this dude that got to sing on the hook. This is my man. He's nasty. He writes hooks in like less than 5 minutes. I said, who is this dude, Joe? He said, his name is Tony Sunshine. I said, yo, well, bring him on in. You know what I'm saying? Boom, me, him, and Tony Sunshine laid the joint. Last week, it broke my heart to see Tony Sunshine on Worldstar calling Fat Joe a fag. That broke my heart.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying about this hip-hop shit, y'all? This man, they've been down together for a decade.
Yeah.
I got Tony Sunshine on Worldstar calling Fat Joe. I'm going to get you, faggot. I'm going to get you, Bill. I'm sitting here breaking my heart because I'm like, listen, I'm cool with Joe. I'm cool with Tony Sunshine. I'm cool with Cuban Link. You know what I'm saying? But here it is again. I don't know if it's the executives. I don't know if it's the labels. You ever seen the cartoon dog where they take the hot dog and make the donkey run because they hold the hot dog in front of them with a string and a stick? You know, you ever seen that on cartoons?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing to us. That's why I'm loving the independent game, because I'm tired of the labels holding the goddamn hot dog in front of us with the goddamn stick and making us tear each other apart to get what the fuck we came for. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. And real quick, shout out to Fat Joe. He definitely, you know, is a friend of Lush Radio, too. And also Cuban Link. He was at his music video joint at 718 in the Bronx not too long ago. Shout out to Arnold out there, man.
Yeah, man, that's crazy, son. They went in like that? Damn.
They went in like that. And like I said, that really tears me apart because, understand, I love this game. You understand? This ain't more than just, let me tell you, man, if I go platinum, if I go double platinum, if I go wood, don't matter to me. I love this game. I do this because I love it. I never did this for a check. You know, I've made over $250,000 in the rap game. And it ain't a lot of people to know who I am. If I made $250,000 or I made $2, I love this game. So it breaks my heart to see us with these conglomerate groups and these forces, and they just get ripped apart because of the jealousy, because of the hate. You understand? And it's happening to everybody. It's happening to everybody. That's why I'm like, you know what? I would never sign with another MC. I don't give a fuck how much money you give me. Unless you sit me down and telling me, here, take this money and let me go off and do my thing, I would never sign with another rapper, man. Because you ain't going to do nothing but get mad at me, get jealous of me, and I'm going to want to fuck you up.
Well, I mean, if you notice with most situations, like, I mean, like, even with, like, CTE, shout out to Young Jeezy, but, like, even with CTE, you had the artist Rocket, you know what I'm saying? He might be, you know, good pushing himself. You see more of Young Jeezy than you see all the other people of CTE. Same thing with Luda, DCP. You see more of Luda than you see of the other people. He had plenty of people
manager,
on DCP.
My manager was the product manager. My manager, Suzanne Burge, was the product manager for Ludacris at Def Jam when he first came out on Def Jam. She would tell me stories about how that crew would look at this man and be like, oh, yeah, well, we can't have it all like Luda because, you know, he's going to be like that. No, and it was jealousy there. You know what I'm saying? You see more of the artists. Dude, that's why I'm telling my niggas, like, we doing it. We all doing our own thing. Don't wait on me. I'm not going to wait on y'all. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to do it together. It ain't going to be like, yes, it ain't going to be like, okay, one person, I'm responsible for putting all y'all out because it ain't going to work, dog. We're going to wind up being at each other's throats. We all work as a group and we work as individuals. That's the best way to do it because once you depending on this man to give you something, and the thing about it, too, is that a lot of artists don't know the business. That's another
thing.
A lot of artists don't know the business. So you sitting there really thinking that this man is not doing something for you. But first of all, the nigga that you waiting for to do it for you, he don't know the business either. he don't know what a damn ISRC code is. He don't know what BDS and Media Base is. A lot of these artists don't know. I heard Redman last month ask what was Mechanical Publishing.
Wow.
And he's been in the game for 20 years.
Wow.
My man told me that. He was like, he asked his manager, what's Mechanical Publishing? I said, are you fucking serious?
Wow.
I think it's been in the game, dog. And maybe it's not his fault. Now, you look at it. Now, look at the game. Did Parrish fuck over Eric? Remember Parrish fucked Eric over when Eric sent the two dudes to his house with the guns because Parrish was taking all the money because Eric didn't know the business? Now, what Eric turned around and do? He did the same shit to Red. you see what I'm saying? You see the cycle?
Well, the thing is, like, we talk on Business Wednesdays, you know what I'm saying, the importance of having a strong team and also not even just everybody staying in their lane to play their parts and not even just playing their parts, being able to be a good leader. You have to be a follower, be an Indian first before you become a chief. And if you haven't been a master, of your profession, then how can you teach the next person? You can't teach the next person if you don't have your situation together yourself. You know what I'm saying? And you got different things going on with yourself, you know? And at the end of the day, sorry to say, this industry is a cutthroat-ass industry. And you got to have a thick-ass skin, or, you know, it's cutthroat. I mean, niggas will sell out their own family. Niggas will kill their own family. Niggas will sacrifice they all family or they man that had their back for, you know, they say they give a money, give a nigga money, a nigga act funny. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Cats act crazy. They act like they like hypnotized or something and they start wilding out. They would do stuff to their wives, their kids and everything.
Yeah.
The industry is addictive like crack. Son, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And
let me give you a prime example. Have you ever read a contract? Now, let's say I get down with y'all, and I say, well, I'm going to get down. You know what I'm saying? Let's radio check it. We're going to get down. Let's say we do something simple like, okay, you say, Loose Cannon, give us so-and-so, and we'll give you this back. It's real simple. You understand what I'm saying? If you say, look, you know, I'm going to maybe advertise here, and for me, advertise, you give me this. Have you ever read a contract, dog? It will never say that. It will say, here, though, whereof to thou go. You understand? You haven't read one of these joints. It's like, why can't you, for instance, the point system. Records are paid out by a system of points where the record industry has said, okay, we're going to convert dollars into points. So, Loose Cannon, you get so-and-so points off your album. No, what the fuck is a point? If the album sells for $10, you give me $5, you take $5. Ain't that easier? Why would you convert it to? Why would you convert dollars into points to deliberately confuse me? And why would you have a contract that says, here off, whereof to, thou art as company? Nah, come on, man. I will give you this and you will give me that. Why can't you word it simply like that? I have to. My first contract cost me $19,000 just to have a nigga read over it.
Wow.
$19,000 out of my advance just to have a nigga read over it. Why? Because you got a bunch of here off where to I will go thou art. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit sounds like classical biblical talk. But you know what? You know why you do that? You do that to deliberately and instinctively confuse me.
Hmm. Well, I want to do to share your story for these independent artists that's trying to get in the game because they need to notice. And you know, with reading contracts and stuff, how important is it to have somebody read over a contract? And how important is it to have an entertainment lawyer? And when is the time that they need to get an entertainment lawyer?
Well, I tell you, it ain't never too early to get an entertainment lawyer because I'm gonna tell you. You will be, it's unfortunate to say that you can be in it ain't many industries that you can be in for a decade or for 15 years and still learn shit. Like, you could be in a record industry for 10 years and somebody tell you something tomorrow that you never even fucking knew. You're sitting there like, are you fucking serious? You know what I'm saying? Like, what other industry I'm going to be in for 10 years and really don't have a grasp of everything it is? Maybe computers. Because if you're in computers for 10 years, it changes so much. Okay, you may need to be updated. But the music industry, you can literally be, the game is so complicated that sometimes you can literally be in a game for a decade and still learn some shit new tomorrow.
That's the truth. You never lied about that one.
That's scary. You know what I'm saying? I don't know no other game I can be in for 10 years and you telling me about some new shit that I didn't know. You know, I tell young brothers all the time, get your ISRC code. Get your, what's that? What's ISRC code? Well, you need that to even sell your product. You know, get this, get that. Trying to educate these dudes, tell them what's a BDS, what's media base, how you going to chart your songs, where you need to go, the Nielsen Soundscan. I'm trying to, you know, educate these guys so they know. But the education process, honestly, I'll tell somebody, is limitless. You will always be getting educated in this game as long as you're in it.
Mm.
Straight up.
Well, that's crazy.
And it's never too early to get your lawyer.
Yeah, definitely. And so the situation with you and X was like, was it a situation where like you wrote and did a lot of like writing in the background and stuff, and you know y'all guys were actually like close buddies, and you know it was a situation where he said yo he was going to look out and stuff, or you know or was it a money situation?
It was a situation like that. It was a situation where, honestly, I met Rough Rider dudes at How Can I Be Down in Florida. Long story short, I'm in How Can I Be Down in Florida, you know, down there when they had that down in Miami. I seen somebody from, it was this big battle they had inside this, like, store. And the battle got so big where people on the street had stopped and everything. So I seen this one dude, Ramen, and my boys, of course, and they always want me to battle somebody. Like, yo, you should battle him, you should battle him. I wound up getting on stage. And me and this guy battled back and forth for about 20 minutes, and it got so crazy that because you could see from the street, so people stopping their cars, and we stopped traffic on Collins Avenue in Miami with a battle. It was me and this dude, DMX, who nobody knew who was who back then. We wound up battling back and forth, shut traffic down. The owner came out, was like, look, it's over. Y'all two just shut it down. If it gets too crazy, it's over. I walked out. Him and these guys came up to me, gave me a card, said, yo, we like your style. We manage the locks. The name of our company is called Rough Riders. Here's a card. You ever heard of us? No, I've never heard of you guys before. Well, we manage the locks. This signed to Bad Boy. This is another artist that we're coming up with that you battled against. His name is DMX. Will, we like your style. Gave me a card, and I never spoke to them niggas again, ever again, in about a year. A year passed by, a song came on called 4321. My man is telling me, yo, that dude on that song was the dude you battled. I said, nah, man, that wasn't the dude. I know who I battled. I battled many niggas. I know who I battled. That ain't him. He said, I'm telling you, man, that's him, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, my manager was working at Def Jam at the time. I explained to her, look, I think this guy that they gave me a card last year in reference to, you know, fucking with him, I think this is the dude. Went out to a show they was at. I seen him. I said, yo, brother, you remember you was down in Miami and you battled an MC? He said, well, yeah, there was a lot of MCs down there, man. I said, well, it was one MC in particular from Jersey. And I ain't going to lie. Dude looked at me and said, yo, we've been looking for you. Yo, boo, boo, boo. And since that, I just ran with them niggas just like that. That's how it all started. And I just ran with them. And for a minute, it was great. For a minute, it was real good. I learned a lot about the game. You know, I learned a lot from the Rough Riders as a company. I ain't going to front because they, at that time, they were training MCs like dogs. You know, we was training. Like, man, you had to write a verse and spit it in 40 minutes or you was weak. You know what I'm saying? You come in the studio, you start writing. You had to have that joint written and laid in 40, 45 minutes or you was unprofessional. But see, then I started to learn, too, at the same amount of time. Like, I watched them do that to artists like Drag On. And I said to myself, I said, well, you know, in looking at his style, that man need to take his time. When that man take his time and write, he's iller. But see, I think y'all forcing him with that 40-minute shit, and y'all just causing a nigga to write anything to complete the time. And I remember Erykah Badu saying, you know what, sometime it take me 10 minutes to write it, sometime it take me 10 days. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I watched the science like that. I watched it. But that's how it all started off. And I ain't going to front. In the beginning, it was good. But once the jealousy thing started to settle in, you know, and I seen that, you know, dudes didn't really want other dudes to shine. You know, I mean, that's what drove that camp out. That's what drove that camp away. Yeah, I remember Rough Riders was one of the strongest camps out there at that time. You know what I'm saying? They were one of the strongest camps out there. And I sat there and I watched that jealousy and that anger eat that crew right up out the game, man.
And honestly, Rough Riders could have had actually been the next Young Money or the next
They was bigger than Young Money.
They could have been the biggest, you know, the next Young Money of this time for the East Coast. You know what I mean?
But I remember Ray Copeland telling me stories like, oh, man, well, the locks is kind of, you know, man, they're getting on my nerves, man, because they, you know, they're saying to them, they're saying, well, you know, why Drag On got that part in that movie, man? We should be in that part of that movie. I said, damn, Ray, that's kind of ill. I mean, the game is competitive, you know. Maybe they feel like, you know what I'm saying, they're doing a little bit more, they want that. But, you know, when that hunger and that jealousy is in there like that, man, and everybody jealous of one person, it's going to cause some friction. You know, it's going to cause some friction. We must share, people. We must share. It's enough out there for everybody, but, you know, we must share. How many cars do you need? I mean, come on, how many cars do you need? That's the whole thing with the world. It ain't even hip-hop. How much do you need to really be comfortable? See, when the greed settles in, it just winds up tearing our asses apart, man. Period.
That's crazy.
Straight up.
We're going to go ahead and go to the song by You, Loose Cannon, Fake Ass. I want you to introduce this song real quick, man.
Yo, everybody out there, man, you can hear my voice right now in the range of my voice. Check this joint out right here. This is produced by my man Maestro for 6-5 Productions. And I want you to really listen to this song because this song is the reason why we are in turmoil in the world. We are in turmoil. We are going through a lot of the pain because of these fake-ass niggas. We going through a lot of the bullshit we going through because of these fake-ass bitches. We going through a lot of the shit we going through because of these fake-ass people. So hear this song right here and let this song show you how to deal with and get rid of these fake-ass motherfuckers so all of us real people can get ours. Fake ass, y'all.
Fake ass nigga. They all around us, man. But this song right here goes out to you. Nigga, wish I never knew any of them. Fake ass nigga, but damn, it's so many of them. Like my fake ass man, I knew he was a hater. So he a full-bred dog. I never seen his papers. Used to go platinum, now we sit on the shelf. Maybe cause every rhyme he wrote, he contradicted himself. Praise the Lord. Talking about how he believe in God, when all his rhymes is about how he steal and rob. Or this other fake ass nigga, I swear he should've never pushed me. Ain't do the deal, my manager ain't give him no pussy. And I would say his name, but it's a fact, y'all. My album's too dope, don't wanna get blackballed. Fake ass niggas is whack, I don't feel them at all. If it was up to me, I think we should just kill them all. I do it, somebody find me in line. They stay talking behind my back like they behind me in line. Fake ass nigga, name the place and I'm ready for war. Say that shit to my face, I'ma punch you in yours. They always lie, that's why I hate them niggas. They can't hide, I feel a vibe when I'm fucking with a fake ass nigga.
I'm sick and tired of these
fake ass niggas. Wish I never knew any of them. But like them fake ass niggas, I know plenty of them.
Damn.
Like my man only had drama with his baby mama. One more time, she threatened to take his baby mama. Have to take him out of town so he don't hurt this chick. Try to calm him down, tell him that it ain't worth it. Or like that fake ass bitch that tried to set me up. Got a fake ass nigga that tried to wet me up. Bitch, I hope you die today. And fuck it, I said it. How you gonna try to get me robbed? I used to give you credit. Fake ass bitches don't know how much more I could take. The type to get fucked, regret it, then say she got raped. If I could, I would piss and spit on you, girl. Just met this dude to see you gon' go shit on your girl. But there you is, another bitch trying to be what you ain't. Your hair might be real, girl, but you was a fake ass nigga. Cause they contagious. Want to help keep them from around you, you need to play this. One thing fake people hate is when you saying the truth. See, they run from the shit, so I run to the book. I teach real people how to deal with y'all. I've been dealing with fakes for years, got a feel for y'all. But these fake niggas never seem to amaze me. Like when they win and change their name to Fugazi. I learn from them, but don't want to make a mistake. I'm meeting somebody else that's faker than fake. Wanna stop being fake, man? Just say what you feel. Cause it ain't never too late for you to be real.
That's what it is, man. Those fake ass niggas, man, right there. I want to get your feedback on it. How you feel about that joint? That was Loose Cannon. You know, that shout out to all those fake ass niggas out there. You know what I'm saying? Are you a fake ass nigga? If you are, call in. 347-826-7722 live on Lush Radio Online. Goo, what you think about fake ass niggas? What do you think about that song, son?
Man, I don't want them around me. No fake ass niggas. I spot them out, shoot them out the sky. And I just got to say, that sounded like Lil Mo in the background. I don't know who that was, but that junk was popping. I wanted to ask him who that was in the background because it actually complimented his lyrics really well. The beat was really fly, so, you know.
Yeah,
who
her name
was
is Samaya Dabney. Samaya Dabney, really doing. She's actually on Joell Ortiz's new single, Call Me, and she just did a joint on Eminem's new album. So definitely look out for her. That's one of our 6'5 artists, Samaya Dabney.
Yeah, I just put you out there on Twitter, and we got you on the show, man. Follow me back today, man. That last tweet is for me, man, so we can get this Jersey thing popping. I know you're right in Jersey, man. We're going to link up.
Yes, sir. Let's definitely do that, baby.
Good looking, man. That song is fire, G.
Thank you, man.
Bugsy.
I appreciate that.
Bugsy, what you think about that joint, Bugsy, out there in Boston?
Oh, man, I want to be honest, man. It's not like, you know, he has something on his chest, and he just, like, really, you know, put it down, man, and just put it out there, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? I give it to him, too. Like, I don't know if a lot of people caught that. He was like, yo, I would say his name, but I ain't trying to get blackballed. Like, it ain't even worth it, you know what I mean? And, you know what I mean? He's just like, at the end of the day, he's like, yo, his name ain't even worth making you famous like that, you know what I mean? But
you gotta
respect him, man. You got to respect that at the end of the day, man. Salute.
Word. I appreciate that.
Yo, that's he had mad passion in that song. So that's all I can say is that you had that passion in that joint. Like, yo, you was ready to rip a nigga head off, like, for
right,
real.
The video will be out on Worldstar and YouTube next week. The video is shot, done, and edited, and it's crazy. So definitely look for the video. It'll be out next week on the YouTube and the Worldstar, man.
That's what's up. I'm glad we got this interview in, you know what I'm saying? Boy, you went on Worldstar real quick, you know what I mean?
Word. I appreciate it, definitely. And we got a lot more coming, man. Look out for a lot more. Like I said, man, we crushing them, man. You're going to see, like, double videos, and it's just going to be crazy, man. Real visual, man. We're getting real visual on them, man.
So, Cannon, what do you feel, you know what I'm saying, yourself, is the hardest thing for a MC, you know, when it comes to, besides the fake ass niggas, when
right.
it comes to this business?
I mean, one thing, the hardest thing for me to swallow in this business, I'll be totally real with you, is that I'm an athlete. I've been an athlete all my life. I'm a gym pup. I've played college collegiate basketball. I box. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very competitive. And one thing I know about sports is if I'm better than you, I go farther than you, period. If my jump shot is better than you, I'm going farther than you. If I'm faster than you, if I'm stronger than you, if I can knock niggas out better than you and faster than you, I'll go further than you. The biggest thing in this game is hard for me to swallow is that I'm better than you, way better than you, but you are beating me. You understand what I'm saying? That's the hardest thing for me to swallow in this game because it's not all about talent. And that's the most frustrating. I've seen artists that have half my talent, but I ain't going front. They got double my money. You know what I'm saying? So that in itself, and it's not a jealousy thing. It's not, you know, don't get me wrong. I am not bitter because, you know, regardless of hip hop, I got a Range Rover parked in front of my house. I own homes. I just came back from taking my kids to Disney. Me and my wife go to the Virgin Islands. You understand what I'm saying? So don't be bitter. I'm not bitter at all because there's nothing. I own a transportation company. You know what I'm saying? It represents other companies. So there's nothing in my life right now that I really cannot do. You know, but it does anger me, the fact that I look at some artists out there that have half my talent but maybe double my sales. So, you know, I just keep pushing because what it is that, you know, every day somebody else learns about Loose Cannon.
Hmm.
You know?
That's true.
Word.
You know?
Word.
And for the younger youth and everything, would you advise them to get in this industry and, you know, is there any other advice you would give the youth out there trying to get into this industry?
Yeah, I would definitely give the youth advice. A lot of people say, oh, man, don't do this business, don't do it. Yeah, yo, I'm going to tell you, do this business. Love this business, you know what I mean? But when you do it, realize, don't do it for a check. You know what I mean? I mean, of course, the check is going to be one thing. Don't get me wrong, because we all need money. But you have to first do it for the love. You know, first do it for the love. Love what you do. You know, love what you do to the point it will love you back. For all artists, all these rappers trying to inspire, I tell you, learn your craft. Get good at your craft. Know that there's elements of an MC. And be powerful at every element. Just like LeBron, just like a basketball player, you got to have a jump. If you're 6'8", 6'9", you're going to the NBA, you need a jump shot. You need to be a 15-footer. You need to have a handle. You need to have a low post game. Same thing with an MC. Be nice off your freestyle from the top. Be nice off your written. Be nice with your hooks. Be nice with your voice, you know what I'm saying? Be nice with your business savvy, because you need weapons as well. So I just tell all these young MCs, be nice at everything, because there's different aspects to an MC, and you want to have them all. You want to be a good story writer as well, you know what I'm saying? You want to be a good battle rapper. How many battle rappers you know can't write songs? How many songwriters you know can't battle? You know what I'm saying? Be a complete MC. Have all of those elements, because that's what Loose Cannon is. At the end of the day, I have trained myself to be a complete MC. There's nothing I can't do. I got story rhymes. There's battles off the top. There's written freestyles, everything. So just work on that. Work on being a complete MC.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Word. And guys, any final thoughts or final things to say to Loose Cannon, Guru? Since you in the Jersey area.
He already know what it is. I see Lady Kingpin out there on his timeline. I'm just retweeting some of his on some of his page right now, man. So me and Lady Kingpin is pretty cool. People's out here in Jersey. She doing her movement thing with Mix 1620. It's all popping. So look, man, I support you. I'm gonna send you my email so we can get these songs on deck, man. Once you see my websites and all that, and how we do it with Lush Radio, you're gonna feel the movement even more, man. We're not on the sidelines, man. We in the game, man. Clock's still running, and that's how we
that's
do
right.
it, man. We got you, Doug. You know,
I appreciate
it's
it,
all
man.
Good
y'all
money.
Got my support too. Word,
it's good money around here.
Word, Jersey to the death, baby, Jersey to the death. And big ups to everybody in Jersey, because like I said, man, for people that don't know about this state right here, you know, a lot of niggas are scared to come over them bridges and scared to come over those tunnels because they're hearing about the murder rates and they're hearing about everything going on over here. But don't be scared, because a lot of shit grow in the Garden State. And I want to give big ups to all of my borough/cities. I'm talking about all the way up from Patterson, Jersey City, Newark, Irvington, EO. I'm taking it way down to Camden and South Jersey and all that, you know what I'm saying? Every county and every city in Jersey, because, man, Jersey is so big and it's such a conglomerate. So I just want to give a big shout-out to everybody in my state. Yo, I love y'all, man. Good luck for the support.
Hey, let me just put one more thing out there, Lush. We're going to keep this show. This show was so interesting that, you know, we archive our shows, man, and everybody going to hear about this one, man. We're going to make sure that this show get blogged on the regular. We're going to put this under our favorite archives, you know, because I do the promotions and, you know, everybody backing me up, you know, including Lush and Emma and everybody. So we just want to say that, man. I enjoyed this interview. I mean, we didn't have some bangers around here, but this was enlightening. I mean, you dropped some jewels. I mean, we definitely appreciate that. And we just going to keep things going, man. It ain't just about, you know, how we doing with the songs and the music, man, because you just dropped jewels on them, you know, that's going to take people further, you know, you might have enlightened somebody right now, like, yo, I do need to get my codes up. I do need to find out about my RSC codes and all that. I mean, this is one of them things, man. So I hope that y'all paying attention and listening. If you call in, man, just keep calling in. You know, shout out to Lush Radio for this movement, man. That's how we do it.
Word. Definitely. I'm definitely willing to help anybody out there that needs it, man. Y'all can get at me on the Twitter, because I'm here to see everybody succeed, man. I'm not a hater, you know what I mean? So anybody you need help with anything as far as the business, anything, get at us, man. We got you.
And,
yeah,
man.
Get
your lawyers, man.
Bugsy, you got any final thoughts with your man, Luke Cannon?
You know, like I said before, salute, man. You know, just keep rocking, doing anything you do, and, you know, everybody don't always know about issues that happen behind closed doors, but, you know, you handled yours like a grown man and just kept running with it and didn't look back, you know what I mean, and it just jumped some hurdles and knocked some brick walls down, as I say, man, and you know what I mean? Just much respect to you, man, because you know what I mean? You ain't let that stop you, you know? You kept going down that brick road.
Definitely, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for the support, Buck.
That's what it is, man. Loose, I just want to say it's an honor pleasure to have you on here. I mean, also besides that, man, I forgot to ask, you know, people don't know you also an actor, you know what I'm saying, you're doing your thing, and I know you said you do voiceovers. Is there anything, you know, in the future that we need to look for, like, in regards to, like, any movies or any other projects that we need to look on in the future that's coming up?
Well, definitely, man, if y'all video game heads, that next Grand Theft Auto, because, you know, Rockstar, the people at Rockstar Games, big shout-out to them at Rockstar Games, you know, for including the Loose Cannon in the past four Grand Theft Audio, auto video games. So definitely look out for that, because when that new Grand Theft come out, your man Loose Cannon's voice is going to be on there. So that'd be probably the next big thing we got coming up, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Grand Theft Auto. I know plenty of cats that be playing Grand Theft Auto. Often, like, international. They be talking mess, because I be getting on the headphones talking mess in the chat room, yo. Wild enough. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Gamers out there, for real, huh? You know?
Yes,
oh, also, man, you know what I'm saying? Tell some of them artists, educate them on how good it is in them royalties on them games, like, you know what I'm saying?
Get them music
in them games, man.
Let me tell you, the residual checks are beautiful. When I first got into voiceovers, I ain't going front, I didn't want to do it because they said I had a nice voice, but I did not want to speak proper. You understand what I'm saying? It was a more situation where it's been, I don't want to go in there and sound like I got this. I'm a hip-hop. I want to go in there and be able to be like, yo, my nigga, buy this shit. You know what I'm saying? So that was my hindrance. But, you know, I went in there, and after I saw the first check, hey, I start talking anywhere they want me to. Two great Gatorade flavors fused under one cap Gatorade, is it in you? You know what I'm saying? So definitely get into that. The residuals are great. And, you know, when the times are hard, you'll fuck around and look in the mail, and it'll be a residual check, my nigga. So definitely, the residuals are good. So if y'all have a chance to get in anything voiceover, do it.
Oh, and for those people, like, maybe they might not be an artist, right, but they might do voiceovers, what is some of the places that, you know, they can go to, like, a voiceover directory or something like that to get little quick jobs?
Well, I'm going to tell you, they got a lot out there, man. They even have classes right now on how to do voiceovers properly. So you can look online. They have voiceover classes that are available. And the best thing, I can tell anybody what they told me. I didn't have a class. My agent just told me, go listen to commercials. And that's what I did. I listened to commercials, and, you know, I got the lingo of how the guys were talking, and that's how I studied the game. Because next I'm trying to get into that, you know, that dude, the dude that does the movie trailers, you know, it's like two guys that do all of the voiceovers for the movie trailers.
I'm taking
one of them niggas' jobs. I'm taking one of them spots, man. That's what I'm going for next. I'm trying to be one of them voices that does the movie reviews. So that's the next thing I'm looking for, man. So y'all two that got them spots, watch out, because the cannon is coming.
That's what it is, because I heard them checks is retarded, yo. Them cats are getting them checks is retarded, yo. You know what I mean? I done heard MC Light in a couple of little pizza commercials in the background.
Yep.
I done heard her voice on a couple
Latifah
of joints.
And
Latifah,
yeah. And when I go into a lot of voiceover auditions, I see my man Tretch. Big up to Big Tretch from Naughty by Nature, Jersey, All Day He Starts. He's in that joint, too. So when I go to voiceovers, I'll be seeing him in some of the auditions as well. So a lot of us is getting into it, definitely.
Yeah, and shout out to my girl Jane Gray too, cause I know she did a little joint in the I think I heard in the Boondocks. And my girl she did a couple little joints, and shout out to my girl Tashina Arnold. I know she had did some stuff too, and the whole voiceover jumped off.
Yeah,
I mean, hey, that situation is nice, cause them checks is crazy retarded. So you trying to get that breath, man. Y'all need to get into that voiceover situation.
That's,
you know,
right.
What I mean?
Remember, everybody out there, too, is residual income. Remember, residual income. You do it once and get paid over and over. Best type of income, people.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm saying, like, when you get that dude job, like, all I'm saying is, can I get, like, you know what I'm saying? Can I get a little allowance? What's up, Ken? It's like, let me...
you got that voice. I need to refer you to something. You need to come up there to New York and meet my agent, because you got a hell of a voice, too. And I know he got some female things, jobs going on. So, you know, off the air, we need to hook up, you know, bring you up to RC Area and Associates. Big ups to my agent, RC Area and Associates, right on 42nd Street. And, we could talk about getting you in something, man.
Oh, man, I mean, hey, you know what I'm saying? I do little commercials and stuff for people and stuff, you know, once in a while. But, hey, if you got them joints, man, I'll let the kid, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. You sound like money, and I like percentages, so that's beautiful.
Yes, sir. That's what's up, man. It's an honor and a pleasure. And I pray to God that, you know, everything you want in life comes to pass. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, this was really enlightening. You know, you dropped a lot of jewels. And hopefully this ain't the last time we have you on the show. We hope that you come back, you know, and give us that same energy. And we have new projects and updates with you. And I'm coming to Jersey soon. I'll be in New York next weekend. I'm in the ATL right now doing my work too. And I'll be in New York. Hopefully I'll have you live in the studio next time, you know, when we stream live, can it?
Most definitely. Most definitely, man. You guys got me anytime and every time. And God bless you all, because I truly cannot explain in words how I do appreciate the support.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Salute, man. That's what it is. Make sure you follow Cannon. Get them that Twitter and that email again so they can check you out, my G.
Yes, it's the Loose Cannon at Twitter, and you can always get the email as well, loosecannon65 at Gmail, LOOSECANNON, the 65 at Gmail, man.
That's what it is, man. And you know, get the fuck out of here Fridays. Shout out to our sponsors, Team ENT, man. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get to our segment about get the fuck out of here. Y'all know how it rolls. You know what I'm saying? You know how it goes. It's all about things that you know that's effed up in the world or effed up in this entire week. You know you tight about something. You know that man cut you over, you know what I'm saying, cut in front of you on the road. You got a little road rage. You know what I'm saying? You know that check ain't come on time. You know that rent crazy. You know your landlord spazzing out. You know your Jordan wilding out. You know what I'm saying? This your time to get your vent on and say, yo, nigga, just shut up and get the fuck out of here on Lush Radio Online. This Friday, man. Lush Radio, get the fuck out of here Friday. Call in 347-826-7722 and tell them why you mad. Tell them on Lush Radio Online. We ain't playing no games with y'all. You know what I mean? Also on top, we about to go into a quick commercial. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Team Studios. And we're going to come back. You know, if Loose Cannon stay on the line with us, you know what I'm saying? He can get a chance to get the fuck out of here real quick in. You know what I'm saying? And we can talk about our topic today. So we're going to go to a quick commercial. And we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all cats out here need to get the F out of here for real, you know. If I had my way, I'd just smack all of y'all. I just come up to you and just smack you. Just because you just don't, you need to be smacked. You know what I mean? For real. You just need to be smacked because y'all crazy. I don't know what's wrong with you now. But like I said, we're going to go to a quick commercial. And we'll be right back. And don't forget, man, Coast to Coast DJ Convention, the 27th to the 29th, man. And they want to say this quick thing to y'all.
Coast to Coast Convention 2010, bridging the gap between the streets and the new music industry for independent artists and producers.
That's what it is, man. So make sure that y'all definitely go there and check that whole situation out. And, you know, if y'all don't know what y'all listening to, y'all listening to Lush Radio Online, but for my Spanish listeners, Team ENT commercial in Spanish.
A esos raperos y cantantes, vengan a Team Studios, localizado en 752 East 137, Bronx, New York 10454. Estamos entre Willow y Bruckner Boulevard. Llámanos 347-726-2221. Estamos aquí 7 días, 24 horas. Persíguenos en el Twitter, que se llama Team ENT y el número 1. El website es, en la computadora tienes que ir y marcar teamentertainment.net. Nos vemos.
If you're looking for a studio that you can definitely get your professionalism on for your mixing mastering pleasures, then you need to check out Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York. You can call them at 347-726-22221. Make sure that you check them out. They're open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Make sure you contact them at www.teamentertainment.net or follow them on Twitter at Team ENT1. And make sure you check them out because definitely it's the hottest sport in the Bronx. Cheerio.
Yo, this is AG, one half of Showbiz and AG, digging in the crates, and you're listening to Lush Radio Online. Everything's Berry.
Y'all know what it is, man. It's all about that Berry juice, juice, juice. Everything is Berry. Shout out 950 Plus, AG, you know what I'm saying? And if y'all heard the commercials, the Spanish sexy Latin voice, that's my girl, Emma E2K, my partner, Lush Radio. She did that commercial. We did that live right on the spot for them, you know what I'm saying? And the other person that would sound like a London chick, you know what I'm saying, it was me. So, you know, this is what it is, man. Lush Radio Online, we do the commercials, we do everything. Let's go, baby. All day, every day, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's time for Get the F*** Out of Here Fridays. And then we're going to play some new music, Hot or Not. Tell us what you think about it. We live in the building. Your girl, that she loves. In the building. Guru, you got any updates for us before we get into this Get the F*** Out of Here, fam?
Yeah, my updates is check out Lush Girls International, man. I got a whole lot going on with these girls. The movement is so dope because I'm doing Hot or Not Girls, and they interested. So we're trying to take it to the next level. If you or someone out there know somebody with a boutique, just go to my Twitter and see how I promote the Lush Girls, and you're going to see the shirts. You're going to see the fly young ladies in the shirts. And this movement is very real. So we could talk some business. I mean, we want those shirts everywhere. We ain't just got them on Twitter. We got the girls in them, and they can rock out what you want. You want to send us some posters? You want to send us some CDs? You want the girls to hold your product? Product placement is everything in this game, man. Why you think they got fly girls eating McDonald's hamburgers on the commercial, man? Because they want that burger to look good, and they want somebody to look good eating it. So we want the girls to look good in our shirts, which they do. So you can go to my Twiggoo, TWITGOO/U/FutureGuru100, and you're going to see what it's all about. I got all kind of promo up there. I don't promote myself over there. I promote y'all. I promote everybody that's supporting this movement. And, you know, money talks. So, you know, the girls, the shirts ain't free. The shirts are not free. You can get that Lush. CEO Lush Radio Online, that's the Gmail. You can ask Lush right now. You can call in. If you got the urge to call in to ask about the shirts, do that now. We still got some time left on the air, man. That's my update, man. Lush Girls International and these shirts, man. Shout out to Lush Radio, man.
That's what it is. And don't forget, E2K on the spot, on the dot. She's going to have Lil Finesse live in the building. And it's going to be popping tomorrow on Saturday. You can check out the Ustream, ustream.com/LushRadioOnline. See her live, you know, broadcasting live from Team Studios. Check for her on that situation. Follow her at Emma E2K. And follow at Ebenisha, at Natalia. At Colombian Princess, at Future Google 100, at The Real. Well, it's Bugsy, what's okay. Your new one? It's Black Bundles, what is it?
My Twitter, Bugsy _RIP_stack.
Yeah, and my part, while y'all tweeting, just please remember that the correct Twitter for Lush Girls International is LushGirlsIntl. Lush Girls, INTL. And then you can find out everything you need to know right there. All the updates is for real. We moving.
That's what it is, man. That's popping. And I just want to say that, you know, I'm just glad that we always got, you know, our friends live in the building all day, every day with us. You know what I'm saying? Definitely got us all day, every day with us, you know, rocking with Lush Radio Online, supporting the movement, and just rocking with us. I'm just really, like, proud that all of you guys are rocking with us all day. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to DJ Truth, who put us on the flyer, too. DJ Truth, he got the October 1st through 3rd. He got the big event in NYC for his Libra birthday party. we promoting that online. He done put the Lush logo on that joint. You know, Coast to Coast Mixtape. Shout out to Coast to Coast Mag. Shout out to Coast DJs. It's on and popping. They support Lush Radio. You can see the Lush logo on that flyer too. And that's all on my Twitter all day long. You know what? That's it. That's how we. Yeah. Who that having the party, my son? Who that having the party?
We out here bugging,
man.
Having
the party already.
we bugging as always, man. You know how I get it.
Wow.
You want to vote?
Yo, buddy, what is going over there in your area, man? You always got something going on, my nigga.
Me and Bugsy going to broadcast while Lush, you can join us, but I got to go out there and be on my phone and tweet it for my phones and shit while I'm with Bugsy, because I be missing out. I don't know if he on the boat. I don't know if he in the park.
It's official now, you know, so I'm on probation, so it's official. So, you know, it's all fair game now. I get to have a little bit more fun with life now. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You got to celebrate with a blessing, you know.
Well, I'm trying to rock out with you next time, man. What's poppin'? I can't wait.
We can get it,
man.
I'm saying, you know, y'all welcome out here, man. Come out here, you know. It's all love.
Shout out to Ken's Radio. Shout out to IB, the wise one, in the chat room. Shout out to everybody that definitely support us, man. I'm trying to jump on the boat, man. I'm trying to jump on the boat. What's good? I'm trying to get on some test, man. What's poppin'?
Yeah.
What's good? Yo, and shout out to Young LA for showing mad love yesterday. You know what I'm saying? On the show and everything. I mean, at the club we went to last night in Stone Mountain. Shout out to them. He was mad, copacetic. But like I said, man, you know, let's get the fuck out of here Friday. So let's go ahead and get it in. All right, guys. Let's get it in. What are we about to tell them to get the fuck out of here about, baby? Baby, I need you guys to go ahead and go in. And I think we want Bugsy to go ahead and go in because he always got all kinds of things going on. Go ahead, Bugsy.
I got to get this out, man. I was going to get it in Wednesday, but I had to save it, man. So I hit him with the shout-out. But to my PO, man, who actually retired on the kid and didn't give me no notice, no nothing, at least a phone call, fuck you, I'm out of here. You know, get the fuck out of here, man. You know, have some courtesy. Let me know you're retiring on me instead of me having to make all these phone calls and looking for your ass. And you ain't nowhere around.
Man, that's crazy. That's crazy, man. You know. I just don't even understand that whole situation, man. That's messed up. I can't even believe that shot did all of that. And I can't believe you just went out. And you know, I don't believe that a PO should just resign and not tell their client that, you know what I'm saying, that they rolling out. Like, that's messed up, man. I think that's really, really crazy, man. Don't do that no more, man. Don't do that no more, man. Don't do that no more. And shout out to the whole Grand Hustle movement. Shout out to T.I., DJ Drama, B.O.B., you know, A-Ball MJG, which we had on the show, Young Money, not Young Money, my bad, Young L.A., Young Dro, Bola, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying, Grand Hustle Films, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to the Waffle House, yo. Yo, they fool be banging like I don't know what for Mad Chief, son. Huh? Shout out to the Waffle House, man. That joint was banging last night. But you know what? Get the fuck out of here to that club we went to last night for them not playing not one or two New York joints, man. Like we had to go. Like, my cousin went over there badging them. They're going to give us two songs. Like, don't play us like that, Stone Mountain. Like, come on, man. You come to New York, we playing all y'all shit, man. Get the fuck out of here for that shit, my nigga. But anyway, Google, go ahead and tell them why you mad, son.
I'm only mad because I need to tell y'all to get the fuck out of here if you don't think it's time to invest in your career, become a sponsor, see how we do, and just pay attention. But most of all, like, don't try to bullshit me because I done seen it all and done it all. Right now, I'm still taking notes on bullshit. So if you come at me and it's sideways and it's not strictly business, You know what I'm here for. Get the fuck out of here. That's mine right there. It's all business at the end of the day. Strictly business.
Yeah. Seriously. Yo, shout out to everybody, yo. Lush Radio Online, man. We gonna wrap it up, man. It was a great show tonight. All I wanna say is that if you ain't logged on, if you ain't tuned in, if you ain't rocking with the best, we are the people's voice. Lush Radio Online, www.lushradioonline.com. Click on Listen to Lush Radio. If you ain't rocking with the hottest squad on the internet, then you need to get the fuck out of here. For real. Y'all ain't know what it is, man. The squad is on live. People can say, yo, they doing internet radio, they doing this, that, and the third, but they ain't doing what we do. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. Man. There's no competition. There's no competition. I don't need to compete against nobody. We don't need to because we're in our own lane. Nobody is doing what we doing. Nobody move how we move. You understand? So there is no competition in this life. You understand what I'm saying? This is how we do. We are about our business. You know, we move. I could be in Jersey. We can be in Jersey. We can be in Atlanta. We can be in Cali in a snap of a finger. That's how we do all day. Lush Radio, we keep it moving, man, for real. The whole squad keep it popping, and I'm turned up right now. I feel turned up. And I feel like because my brother Archie Eversole is going to be in the building with me this Saturday, I think I'm going to play his joint, keep winning. And this goes out to all them people out there that think that they can't do it and they think they got to wait for somebody or somebody got to give them, acknowledge them for them to move. I wait for nobody. Lush Radio, the whole squad, waits for no one.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it, do it better than anybody you ever seen do it, scream from the haters, got a nice ring to it, I guess that you superhero need the same music, no one man should have all that power, the clock's ticking, I just count the hours, stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power, the system broken, the school closed, the prison's open, we ain't got nothing. translation with a whole fucking nation. They say I was the abomination of Obama's nation. Well, that's a pretty bad way to start this conversation. At the end of the day, goddammit, I'm killing this shit. I know damn well y'all feeling this shit. I don't need your pussy, bitch, I'm on my own dick. I ain't got a power trip, who you going home with? How ye doing? I'm surviving, I was drinking earlier. Now I'm driving, what a bad bitch.
Everything goes.
You got the power to let power go.